You are listening to the Culture Coach Podcast. This is the place where CEOs and people-first leaders come to boost productivity, extinguish burnout, and cultivate a vibrant culture that reflects a fully integrated mission, vision, and core values. Get ready to take your culture to the next level. I am your host, Wendy Brand. Welcome back to the Culture Coach Podcast. I'm Wendy Brand, your host. Happy to be back with you here today. It's 2026, and I'm going to try to alternate episodes. I've gotten mixed feedback on my episodes with guests versus solo episodes, and which are more productive, which are more helpful for the guests. And since it's been a mix of feedback, I'm going to do both. So if you don't want to hear a solo episode, you can skip this one and go back and listen to some episodes with some of my guests. But today, I am going to bring in some awareness to your leadership style and things that may be holding you back, holding the organization back. So areas that may be draining your culture. And before I jump into that, though, I want to talk a little bit about ways to work with me. So in 2026, I'm getting really clear on the work that I do. And one of my favorite things to do and where I'm really leaning into is the culture consulting. That is the work that I do with organizations to help them bring their mission, vision, and core values to life. So even if you've already defined it, or if you need to revamp it, I work with organizations to help them define it or redefine it, then create the behaviors that align back to those core values, how you want people to be interacting and getting the work done, how the work they do ties back to the mission and vision. Because in all the research that I've done over the last 3 years, plus my 25, 30 years experience in all different sizes of organizations, different types of industries, in different leadership roles, individual contributor roles, over the last 30 years, I have found that the best way to move an organization forward is to create an intentional culture, one that ties the work that the employees do back to your mission and vision and helps drive the business forward. So I'm working with CEOs and organization leaders at all levels, and there's really, I'd say, 4 ways to work with me. The first is my core culture consulting framework. So that is me going into your organization, working with you on your mission, vision, core values, and bringing that to life. It's a 6 to 12 month process. Typically, you can do shorter stints, but they're not as integrative. The second way is if you're a leader and wanting to be a part of an intimate group of leaders that get together on a monthly basis to talk about strategy, to talk about culture, what's working, what's not. I have a special group, a cohort that kicks off at the end of January. If you're interested in that, you can visit my website. And then the two other areas, I'll say though that the leadership series also includes part of my retreat series. So I do have a quarterly retreat that I offer for leaders, and you can be a part of this group coaching program or just attend the retreats. The other way to work with me, if you are in your organization responsible for culture, so if you're in HR or if you're in marketing, you know, communications, wherever you live in the organization, if your role is to help build an intentional culture in your organization, I have, starting in February, an online group that I'm starting up. It's the least expensive way to work with me, except for these free podcast, but it's interaction with me directly in a group setting once a month. It's called the Culture Strategy Lab. That kicks off in February. And it's also something you can join as an individual, or the organizations that I do consulting work with, that's an offering that I include as well for members of your team to join the Culture Strategy Lab. Okay, so those are the 3 main ways to work with me, 4 if you count the leadership retreats, which are simply amazing. So if you're a leader and you're looking for a way to connect with a community of other leaders that are taking this holistic approach to their life and to their leadership, check it out. You can go to culturecoachwendy.com and you'll see all the ways to work with me there. Okay. Let's get started. Let's dive into this episode. Hopefully it's going to be chock full of good stuff for you. And I want to start by saying, you know, are you noticing in your organization, whether you lead the organization or you lead a team or a department, where do you feel like there is the biggest drain on your culture or your team dynamics? Where are you seeing the biggest opportunity there for you? And I've listed three different ways that I've seen leaders struggling in the work that I've done with them. And so here's three different scenarios, and just think about which one you feel like in your current leadership role or in your organization feels like it resonates with you. The first one is when everything feels urgent and nothing feels important. You know that feeling when it's everything is a fire and it's really hard to prioritize because there's so much to get done. Everything is important. Everything feels equally as important. And you have a hard time prioritizing the work for yourself, but also for your team. The second place or struggle or roadblock is when leaders find themselves doing work that belongs to others. So are you picking up the ball for others a lot? Are you having to step in? Are you, is there role creep, right? Are you doing what's not yours to be done? That can be an issue that impacts your culture. And the third is that all decisions have to go through you. So if you're a leader, if you are a CEO, founder of your organization, and things are all still running through you, there's an issue. And so in each of these scenarios, these are all three of these things that I've experienced myself as a leader, things that I've seen in working with leaders, and areas that I wouldn't say they're easy to fix, but there's definitely a solution. And so let's start with the first one. If you felt like, or if you currently feel like everything feels urgent to you, it's really difficult to prioritize, what I will ask you to do is go back to how you prioritize. So if that is one of your issues, there are too many priorities and you have to find a way to reprioritize, because it's not sustainable for you as the leader and it's not sustainable definitely for your team. So one of the things that I work with leaders a lot on is clarity. So clarity for yourself and defining clarity for your team. And this is one area that you can help find and define clarity for yourself and for your team. And so what I would recommend is going back to, what is your vision? What's your vision for the year? For 2026, what are you trying to get done? Hopefully you've mapped out what those big rocks are for you, and then you've set goals that tie back to those big rocks. And so if everything is feeling like a fire, then you have too many goals. And I'm sorry, but it's the truth. You can't do everything, and you may need to simplify for the year. It's probably not what you want to hear, but in order to be successful this year, you are going to need to simplify your priorities so that you can simplify it for your team. The second one is if you feel like you're doing work that doesn't belong to you, or other people in the organization are doing work that does not belong to them. And this is very clearly the blurring of lines of roles and responsibilities. And so what I recommend here is that you get really clear on what the roles and responsibilities are for each of the people in your organization. So usually when I do org design work, it's not about the person, it's about the role. And so defining a role, regardless of who is in that role, looking at the goal that you're trying to achieve, so back to that mission and vision, what are you trying to accomplish in 2026? And what roles do you need to accomplish that vision. And so once you've said, here's the vision, here's what types of roles I need in order to accomplish this work, these goals that I've broken down to reach the vision, then look at the people that you have that can fit into those buckets. So if you're feeling like leaders are doing work that does not belong to them, that belongs to others, it's not always because they have control issues or they think that their way is better. Sometimes the lines are blurred and they don't want a ball to drop. So do your team a favor and make it crystal clear who owns what so that they can do their job and do it well and feel good about it and not feel like they're stepping on their peers' toes or your toes or shoe on the other foot. That they don't feel like you're stepping on their toes if you're jumping in and doing all the work. So getting clear on roles and responsibilities. And then the third thing, which was all decisions have to be run through you as the leader, as the owner, whatever your role is in the organization. If you feel like every single decision has to be run through you, I can tell you the lack of clarity there is the connection to core values and the behaviors that are expected. Because when you have clearly defined core values, and people don't really think about this, a lot of times organizations will define their mission and vision and their core values, get it on their website, get it in the conference room, even get it on the screens of their employees' computers so that it shows up every day. But if it's not integrated into the way that you work, and if they don't understand what those core values mean, what it means when it's showing up in a positive way, or what it means if you're not living up to those core values, then they're not able to easily make decisions on their own. And I'll give you an example. When I worked for a tech company, one of the core values was fanatical support. And support employees were given autonomy to go over and above for the customers, fanatical support. Same thing with Ritz-Carlton. Their employees are given, I have a sibling actually, at one point she worked in the concierge level at the Ritz-Carlton in Dallas, Texas. And she said they were given a stipend that they could spend X amount of money for the hotel guests, if something arose that was an issue, that they could use that money to solve the problem, or they were given the autonomy to go, like if it was somebody's birthday or anniversary, to like surprise and delight. So I'm not sure what core value that was for the Ritz-Carlton, but for the tech company where I worked, the fanatical support, it was very clear. They didn't have to, it drew the line of here's where you need to go ask your boss if, you know, this client needs something redone in their system. Can I go in and do it for them without charging them extra, or do I need to charge them extra? By saying our core value is fanatical support and here's what it means, you do whatever it takes to make the customer happy. They were going to do whatever it took to make the customer happy, and they didn't have to go back and ask their boss for permission or for budget approval. They could make decisions on their own as long as it benefited the customer. And so that's a way that getting clear on your core values, but defining them and getting everyone on the same page aligned around those core values and behaviors, doing that work helps you give authority and autonomy to your team and helps them to be able to make decisions without having to run everything past you. So just to recap, if you are lacking clarity in your organization, or if you as a leader are lacking clarity and you feel like the culture isn't what you want it to be, these are three areas that you as the leader can take inventory and see what areas may need some help. It all boils down to mission, vision, and core values. That's the work that I do. So of course, for me, that's where a lot of the solution lies. So if everything feels urgent and nothing feels important, make sure that you are simplifying your priorities in 2026 and aligning them with your vision. So the only priorities that you should have are the ones that tie back to your vision. Where are you headed in 2026 or whatever that 3-year, 5-year plan is? If it doesn't tie back to that vision, it shouldn't be a priority. Second is leaders doing work that belongs to others, that role blur or crossing lines because the roles and responsibilities aren't clearly defined. So if you need to go take it back a couple steps and look at your vision, where are you headed? What are the goals that are going to get you there? And then what are the roles that are going to help you meet those goals to meet your vision? And do you have the right people? And maybe you do, but you haven't been clear on what the expectations or what their roles and responsibilities are and where they do or don't overlap with their peers. And then third was that if all decisions are running through you, then you might want to do work on your core values to better define them, to make sure everybody is aware of what they mean, how you are expecting them to interact with each other, make decisions on their own. And by getting clear on your core values and behaviors, it can empower your team seriously. So that's it. Those are just 3 helpful things that I hope you can take away and apply today on your way into the office. Think about where you can get more clear for your team, for your own leadership style. And if you want to learn more from me, work more with me, whether that's through consulting, defining those mission, vision, core values, or in some group coaching with me with a leadership team, or if you own culture and you just want to jump on these monthly culture calls where people are sharing what's happening inside their organization, how they're getting clear on their core values, how they're bringing them to life, what behaviors look like inside their organization, you can join the Culture Strategy Lab. But it's all on my website, culturecoachwendy.com. And I'll see you next week. Thanks so much for listening. Share this with a friend if you think it might be helpful. Go on, like the podcast episode, leave a comment if you can. Follow me on LinkedIn, Culture Coach Wendy. Thanks so much.